This is the July 4th edition of our Sunday morning on Robin Hood Radio, even though it's the 5th. And even though it's the 5th, we have Willie Hallahan with us taking some time off of vacation time this weekend. We're Sporting a Cause. SportingACause.com is Willie's website. He has blogs there and also updated information on events that are going on that are all sports-related fundraisers, and they're in chronological orders, and they all have the information. And then there's even links, if you need that, to click on links to get more information or to register for these events. So we wish Willie happy birthday, America, Willie.
Thank you, Marshall. Same to you. The weather's great, and people are going to use their creativity to find ways to entertain themselves, and it's all good. I'm suffering still from the pollen-related issue with my voice, so I think as I move along, my voice might start to degrade, but hopefully I can get through it all right. This is going to be a different kind of show today. For the first time, next week, in the coming week, there are no events. It's the first time it's happened in the 2.5 years I've been doing this. Of course, it's because events have been canceled or postponed to a later date into the fall or whatever. And but this gives me an opportunity. A few weeks ago, I mentioned that when things were slow, and I'm sure there'll be others besides this coming week, I have an opportunity to talk about individual charities. 2 or 3 weeks ago, I talked about the Special Olympics. And today, I wanted to talk about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention because they have a couple of events coming up in the fall. And my blog this week, which will be up on my website and Facebook, it's not up there yet, so you'll be hearing it here first, folks. I'd like to read that, too, because it involves a couple of people in our area who will be attending one of them. So the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the AFSP, sponsors the Out of the Darkness Community Walks. There are two of them coming up in September and early October, and I know it seems like a long way off. We're talking 3 months out, but that's the way these events work. I've done this before, but I'll contrast a walk with, a 5K race. In a 5K race, people go, they pay their registration at $25, $30, they get a T-shirt, and they run the race, and the proceeds go to the cause. In a walk or walk-a-thon, every individual is, in effect, a fundraiser. They start months in advance. They're starting now for these September and October events. And each person who goes solicits funds from their friends and neighbors and coworkers and so forth, and they bring those funds to the event. And these walks bring hundreds of people, sometimes 1,000. So it's a very powerful fundraising model, if you will. And it's not uncommon for an event like, Walk to Alzheimer's can raise $100,000, even in a small market like ours here in the tri-state area. But anyway, one of the walkathon, one of the Out of the Darkness walkathons, is the Dutchess County Ulster County Walk. It's going to be use the walkway over the Hudson, that beautiful park. It's actually a New York State park that goes over the Hudson River. It'll start on the Highland side. And that's going to be September 27th. And there's another one, the Out of the Darkness Berkshire County version, which will be held up in Pittsfield on October 3rd. And there'll be links on my website to find that. And what I'd like to do now, if I may, is, as I said, I wrote a blog this week that addresses the Out of the Darkness Community Walk. And there are a couple people in our area, some of whom we know, who are fundraising for that walk and will be attending it. So here we go. This is my blog. It will be the most comforting, nurturing stroll these folks take this year. Hundreds will traverse the walkway over the Hudson this fall during the Out of the Darkness Community Walk, sponsored by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the AFSP. You'll see teams of walkers sporting T-shirts with the names and faces of loved ones lost to suicide. They will wear a variety of colored beads, each signifying a particular form of loss. White beads mean the loss of a child. Orange, the loss of a sibling. Gold, the loss of a parent. If you struggle with your own thoughts of suicide, there are green beads there for you. Thomas Sherwood and his wife Marie will be walking with Team Joe. Thomas will wear orange in honor of his brother Joey, who died 5 years ago. They'll be joined by Joey's widow, Joy. She'll be wearing red. The mood will be, at times, surprisingly upbeat, because they are a gathering of kindred spirits. They understand what each other is going through far better than the outside world can know. Their mantra is, "You're not alone." That's where the nurturing and comforting come in. But there'll be somber reflection, too, as people step to the microphone to tell of their loss. "I'm wearing white today because I lost my twin boys, both of them." Their words yank at your heart. Maybe these expressions are cathartic for them. I hope so. But this event is also a fundraiser. The teams seek donations to help support the important work that the AFSP does. They teach grade schoolers about mental health, continue research into what causes people to attempt suicide, and educate the general population about what behaviors to look for and how to get help for someone who exhibits these warning signs. The AFSP mission is to decrease suicides 20% by 2025. Now, Marshall, there are a couple of statistics that I added here that I think are particularly of note. Stuck out to me. One is suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. And the other is nearly 50,000 Americans die each year from suicide. Now, in the printed version of my blog, it will appear on supportingacause.com and also on Facebook, I'll have several links. Maybe the most important one is I have a link to Thomas Sherwood's fundraising page. If you would like to support Thomas and also support the AFSP and their incredibly important work, you can click on that link and very easily make a donation. And also I'll have other links. I'll have a link to the AFSP.org website where you can learn more about their work. And I'll also have two links one each for the two walks, the one in September and the one in October. And you can find those on supportingacause.com. And I have to say, Marshall, I've been to several walks of different kinds to chronicle them, take pictures, and try to get a feel for them. And walks are almost always emotional events because they typically deal with disease, and the people who go there have lost loved ones to the disease, or maybe they're survivors of it themselves. There are a lot of people there, and there's a lot of emotion. But I don't think the Out of the Darkness walk struck me more than any of the others. I'm not sure why. First, I guess these people who are putting their pain out there in front of a crowd. And maybe, and this is a personal thing, that of all the things that take our lives, suicide just seems to me to be the one that is the most preventable, and maybe that's what makes it so tragic.
And, you know, when you talk about suicide, most people think of suicide as someone jumping off a building or shooting themselves or jumping off a bridge. But suicide can also be people that are so mentally distraught, they create violence, knowing that they're going to be killed. I mean, it is one of those. Suicide and that feeling of depression are two of the greatest ills in our society. I don't know if you remember years ago, there was a whole thing put together up here on depression and dealing with depression. And if people had depression, Dave Beresdorfer and I, we'd known each other for a long time, we both showed up and talked about our bouts with depression. And you just don't expect it from the people that you see. But depression untreated, for whatever reason that depression is, can turn into suicide. And it is one of the most preventable forms of death that's around. It just has to be dealt with better socially through a lot of different social programs.
Yeah. And they say on their website, the AFSP, that and I didn't know this, that very rarely is suicide the result of just one factor? It's usually two or more that contribute to that attempt.
Well, once again, for the local donations there for the Sherwood family, let's give that address once again.
It's a long link. I'll have it on my website.
Okay, so all people have to do is go to sportingacause.com.
It'll be the blog, the top blog on the homepage. It'll be one of the first things you come to, and just click on the blog, and it'll take you to the link to Thomas Sherwood's fundraising drive.
Important topic, Willie. I know it's a holiday weekend, and sometimes people like to get away from it, but it's something that you just can't get away from. It doesn't matter what ethnicity, what age you are, what country, what section of the country you are from. The reasons for suicide are the same in all those regions.
Yeah, and these days, all it takes is this blanket of despair that seems to fall on us now with all the things that are going on. I'm sure the need to address it's just all the stronger.
All right, so more information at sportingacause.com. Willie, we'll speak to you again next week.
Okay, Marshall, thanks so much.